Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special and emergency episode of Second Take. So, the breaking news, a Woj bomb came tonight on the day before the draft. We have the New York Knicks turning into the Nova Knicks, finally. They finally got Mikal Bridges after all this time. And in exchange for Mikal Bridges, they gave up to the Brooklyn Nets, Bojan Bogdanovic, 4 unprotected first-round picks, 1 pick swap from the Milwaukee Bucks, 1 unprotected pick swap, and 1 second-round pick. So that Milwaukee pick was actually a protected pick, but they gave up 5 first, 4 unprotected, a swap, and a second for Mikal Bridges to reunite the Nova squad. Roland, what are your initial thoughts on this transaction this late at night?
I think it's a genius move by Brooklyn. They're finally embracing the rebuild after the Kevin Durant, Kyrie era imploded upon itself. They tried to do the whole Mikal Bridges is our 1A. He's our superstar. Not good enough. Let's be honest here. Mikal Bridges is never going to be the best player on a championship team. However, where he's going is also a perfect fit. The Nova Knicks are now live and well. We all wanted this to happen. Let's be honest here. Everyone was rooting for this. No one saw it coming. And no one thought that the Nets would be able to get 5 picks out of it. So I thought the days of overpaying for stars, even though you could argue Bridges isn't a superstar, right? I don't know. I mean, whatever. It's kind of dumbfounding that people are still, organizations, teams are still just throwing picks in the wind. I think it's crazy. New York must really feel like they have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, and if you go here and you look at New York, the report that Woj is saying, they still want to keep OG Anunoby. They have his bird rights. They can re-sign him to a contract still. They're probably not going to be able to bring back Isaiah Hartenstein, but they did trade for Precious Achiuwa in that Raptors trade earlier this year when they did get OG, who can slide into the backup center role where, well, Mitchell Robinson starts. This team is now loaded with wings. Who knows who's going to start? Bridges might be the 2-guard, and he's huge for a 2-guard, right? He's like 6'7", 6'8", next to Randall and Anunoby. They still have Josh Hart. Jalen Brunson's on that team, obviously. Dante DiVincenzo. This team is still super deep. They just swapped Bogdanovic and their picks for an upgrade of a player. This definitely makes them better, though, no? In the short term, like, they'll probably be a better team next year by a good amount. I think they closed the gap with Boston for sure.
I agree. I think they're going to be an excellent team. They're my new favorite team in the East to root for. They're going to be really fun to watch. I mean, people are going to watch this team. People already were. It's the New York Knicks, and they're finally relevant again in my first time in my life. They've never really been relevant. They had a little stint with Melo that you couldn't really take seriously because LeBron had Dwayne Wade as his partner. So you were like, nobody in the East is going to beat that team. But this team has a chance. I wouldn't put them over Boston. The biggest thing is, when has trades like this worked? When have they worked? The only one I ever can think of is Anthony Davis. They snuck one out before LeBron kind of got a little too old and injuries became too much of an issue for LA. And then they traded for Russell Westbrook and imploded. But when do trades like this work? Kevin Durant to Phoenix, not working. Rudy Gobert to Minnesota has not worked yet. Donovan Mitchell to Cleveland, he's gone. You know what I mean? I think he's gone. So Mikal Bridges, is he really worth 4 unprotected firsts? I don't know. But
And so here's the thing. Obviously, this trade is exciting because the Knicks got better. But at the same time, you do have to look at the price tag that this costs them. This was a big price. They sold their future for these picks. I know they still have their two picks in this year's draft. They still have a couple of other teams' firsts, which are really heavily protected. So it's not like they're fresh out of picks, but they just don't own any of their own picks anymore. They basically gave them all away. And I almost have to ask myself, because Bridges is good. Like I said, upgrade, the team is better. But couldn't have you got someone else for this price tag, don't you think? Like, you know, we're not sure. It's the offseason there. We're not sure everyone who's available. But wouldn't this push the needle if you called a team and offered for some other type of player? I mean, rumors that Jimmy Butler might want out. I mean, I know he's older, but he is better than Mikal Bridges. I mean, you know, Brandon Ingram and Mikal Bridges. I mean, you know, and Brandon Ingram's not going to cost this much.
You're perfect.
Let me say that first. But you might have been able to get someone else for this price.
No, you hit it right on the nail on the head. Bridges, the only reason why they were so intrigued by him is because of the Villanova connection. Let's be honest. Right? He is slightly better than Brandon Ingram. You know, he's maybe not as good as Jimmy Butler, but he's younger. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's more intriguing. Paul George is the big fish. They could have gotten him for two or three less picks. You know what I mean? Granted, they're all older. So that's the big perk to Bridges, is the window is extended.
Yeah.
Bridges also is always playing. He's never really hurt.
True.
He's very reliable.
Is Tibbs going to break that, though?
Who knows? Who knows, might. Dude? He just might. I mean, everyone gets injured playing for the Knicks. So that's your biggest turn on to Bridges, is Jalen Brunson, DiVincenzo, and Mikal Bridges all have a bromance. They all love each other. And you gotta make your superstar happy. And that's what this trade's about. Jalen Brunson will never leave the Knicks because they went out and got his best friend in Mikal Bridges.
And his dad's on the coaching staff, so.
Dad's on the coaching staff. Villanova, hey, they won two chips, man, 2016, 2018, possibly one of the greatest college teams in the history of basketball, that 2018 Villanova squad, right? So if it worked in college, why not in the NBA? They definitely have a lot of talent. I just question giving up that much of your future. We look at all of these teams that have done it, and they're in bad spots. Look at the Nets. They're trying to get back out of the mess that they made. You look at the Lakers. They're going to be paying the price here soon. The Clippers are screwed. They're screwed right now. Not even once Kawhi leaves or stops playing basketball. They're screwed right now. Paul George is going to leave. They're banking on James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi doesn't even ever play, and they don't have any picks. Oklahoma City is going to be the best team in basketball for the next 20 years just because of the Paul George trade. Mm-hmm. Right? When does this ever work out for the team that gives up the five picks?
Yeah, I mean, not normally, and I really do feel like there probably was someone else out there who was probably better that they could have got, but the Knicks did get better. They are going to be better for the next couple of years. This does give them a little bit of a future, but they're going all in for a ring in these next couple of years. But speaking of, you know, giving away all your first-round picks, one of those teams you mentioned, the Brooklyn Nets, on the other side of this deal, they get the expiring one-year contract to Bojan Bogdanović, the four unprotected first, the one protected first, the swap, and the second, to a team that had very little draft picks and none of their own picks. But that did change a little bit. Right after this trade, it was also announced that the Nets made a trade with the Houston Rockets. In this trade, Houston renounced their rights to the 2025 swap that they had over the Nets. They gave back the 2026 first-round pick from the Nets back to the Nets, and in exchange for a Phoenix Suns pick in 2027, and a swap in 2025 out of an OKC first, and a Suns 2025 first. So they got a bunch of Suns pick, an OKC pick. Now the Rockets hold the power over the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, we all know.
And the Nets were able to get their picks back, so they can actually fully and truly start their rebuild. And on top of that, they also still have Cam Johnson on the team, who will probably get at least a first. Dorian Finney-Smith on the team, who can get at least a late first, maybe a few seconds. And Ben Simmons, who's on an expiring deal, who they could take on a long-term big-money contract and maybe get more picks from that. So the Nets have really turned themselves around this offseason. I know they didn't want to give up Bridges, but they really made the right decision here.
Oh, this trade makes more sense for Brooklyn than it does New York. And I might be in the minority saying that. I don't think so. Any smart basketball mind is going to say Brooklyn was in a pigeonhole that they couldn't get out of, and somehow they did by simply moving Bridges, right? And Houston being dumb enough to try to go after Kevin Durant, but whatever. That's a different segment that we'll get into later. I love this trade for Brooklyn. I think they're finally embracing the rebuild. That 2025 pick swap that is renounced by Houston might be the best part of this whole deal, because we all know that this upcoming draft is going to be loaded. So they're doing the right thing here. They're erasing the mistakes that they made just a few years prior, getting James Harden and then, you know, trading KD and for Phoenix's picks, and oh, we don't have our own, but we'll get Phoenix's, you know. Mm-hmm. And now they got some of their own picks back, which is the most important thing in a rebuild.
Yeah, and you know, Nets fans have to feel relieved after this, because if that team was going to hold on to Bridges and Johnson and Finney Smith, to think that they could contend, they were crazy, because Bridges cannot be the 1A on a really good team. He didn't even have a He had a good season, but his second half of the year wasn't quite as good. But, you know, and we've heard offers that they were getting 3 first-round picks offered for Bridges, and everyone's like, why have they not done this? They would have been stupid to say no to this. And they said yes. They got blown away by the offer. They realized the position that they were in, and they're moving on. And speaking of teams that are getting a little bit more interesting, the Rockets seems like they mostly decided to make this trade to hold a certain team hostage, because they now own a good amount of their draft picks. The Rockets now have more draft capital, more draft picks. It's been reported the team wants to go all in on winning. It's been reported that they want a star or maybe two. And it seems as though Woj has said that the Houston Rockets want Kevin Durant. And, you know, Phoenix has made it clear they want to run things back. They don't want to switch up their big three. They think it's a great big three. And Houston wants a major upgrade right now. How likely is it, do you think, Houston gets Kevin Durant?
Oh, that's a hard question. Because if I'm Phoenix, I actually entertain the offer, right? Get my picks back, maybe get a little bit more. Maybe try to steal one of the younger dudes, a la Cam Whitmore. Can you get Cam Whitmore out of this trade?
Oh, probably.
With some picks? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Houston, I think that's I don't like the move. I don't think they should be entertaining that. They should stay the course or get someone that's cheaper than Kevin Durant, because KD is old. Okay. The guy has got 3 or 4 years left at most at playing at a good level. And some could argue he's not even good enough to be your best player on a championship team anymore. So if I was Houston, I would just stay out of the Kevin Durant business. But if I'm Phoenix, I might want to get out of it.
So I don't think Houston will be able to get Kevin Durant, mostly because I don't think Matt Ishbia, the Suns' new owner, wants to take that kind of step back from like his view of contention. Because as soon as he showed up, that's when they got KD like the next day. And then they got Bradley Beal in the offseason because he wanted, you know, this kind of star power. So I think he's going to be kind of stubborn with that and say no, even though Phoenix probably should do it, if we're being completely honest. But also, like you said, I don't think Kevin Durant really fits with Houston. I mean, they have a ton of young players, a ton of draft picks right now. Like Phoenix could probably maybe walk away with like a Jalen Green, maybe Alperen Sengun. Who really knows? Because Houston also has the third pick in this year's draft. But with that being said, I'm sure even if Houston can't get Kevin Durant, they're going to go star hunting. They'll probably call about Jimmy Butler too, who's also old. He's 34.
Same issue, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, they're going to trade for someone. Like, let's just face it. They're probably going to be the next team that overpays with all the picks, maybe a few young guys, for a player. We'll see what kind of guy becomes available. Just because you never really know. Maybe they sneak in on the Paul George sweepstakes. It's possible. Maybe if Paul George leaves, are they able to pry Kawhi from the Clippers so the Clippers can go rebuild?
Stay away from that.
Who really knows? But
do not trade for Kawhi. He doesn't play basketball anymore.
It just seems like all the old guys are available this offseason. So it'll be interesting to see what Houston does. They definitely have too many young guys, it feels like. So they should trade for someone, but maybe like a Brandon Ingram for a cheaper price might be a little bit better.
I like that name more. I don't know if Minnesota would be in the business of trading young assets and picks for like a Karl Anthony Towns. I'd like that more than Kevin Durant because he's younger. It's youth, right? We got to embrace the fact that all of the players that I grew up watching and loving are going to retire soon and make me feel old. You know, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, LeBron James. They can't be your best player anymore. And I think the only one that has a chance to be that is Steph. But even then, you need a lot of help, right? With Jokic, Giannis, Doncic at the helm. I mean, look at the freaking Boston Celtics who just won. They're old. They have a couple old dudes, but their two best players are 27. You know what I mean? They're not going anywhere, right? Jokic isn't going anywhere. Doncic isn't even in his prime yet. And he just came off of a finals run with Kyrie and a bunch of role players, right? Yeah. I don't like the idea of trading for an old star, giving up everything that you've suffered through, you know, because Houston fell from competing with Golden State, game 7, Chris Paul hamstring, to the bottom of the barrel. And now they're finally on the way back up and they're going to ruin it.
I think it's interesting because two things. One, I think NBA players are starting to become better for longer than they used to, because we're seeing a lot of these guys who are older, who teams still see as valuable enough to not trade unless they get a big kind of haul of draft capital back. But also, I don't think it's smart to give up all this draft capital for the old guys, because if you're going to give up long-term picks, at least get someone younger, right? Like in the Knicks case, you know, they gave up all those picks, but at least Bridges is going to be around the team for a little bit, right? Even if they did overpay, compared to if you trade for Kevin Durant, a lot of those picks might be used after he's gone already.
Yeah.
Right. So it makes more sense for a veteran team that's not going to be around for as long, doesn't have as much staying power, to go in for a guy like that. But also, most of those teams don't have the assets to go get someone. So, you know, Houston, I won't be mad if they try to improve their roster, but, you know, they better do more. If they do go get like a KD or Jimmy Butler, they better do more around that roster to make sure that they do win right now. Because in 3 years, maybe even 2 years, those chances are going to be plummeting potentially.
In your mind, what would need to happen? Let's say hypothetically Houston got Kevin Durant. They mortgaged their future. They sent all the picks back and then some to get Kevin Durant. What else would need to happen for them to actually be taken seriously as title contenders?
It's interesting because it does kind of depend what they give up, right? I mean, they have two nice young pieces who like played a lot in Jalen Green, who had a great second half to the year, and Alperen Sengun, who was really good, but after he got hurt, they kind of started playing better again, which is kind of interesting. So I think depending on who you have to give up in that trade, if you have to give up one of them, the other one probably needs to be moved for another veteran star caliber player, because they'll probably still have some draft capital left. They're already kind of loaded with depth and young guys. So, I mean, they're going to have to go find another star, I think, to kind of pair with that group, because they have the role player, like capable role players, I think. I mean, they also have Jabari Smith Jr. They have Cam Whitmore. They have the one Thompson twin. Like, they just, they got young guys all over the place. The third pick in the draft, which they may or may not give up. Like, they can make multiple trades. I don't know what kind of target they would need, though, because probably a secondary score, right? But if they have Sengun, maybe he can just be that. They'll definitely need defense and shooting. But at the same time, you know, if their young guys do take a leap, maybe they don't need as much help as we think.
Yeah, I think it's funny. If you just went to Phoenix and said, hey, we'll give you all of our draft capital, Cam Whitmore, 10 first-round draft picks.
Probably.
Phoenix and for Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, then you're talking.
They're probably having to give up in that trade Jalen Green for sure. They might have to give up.
I don't want Jalen Green, Sengun or Green, Sengun, or Jabari Smith.
Jabari Smith and the picks.
I don't want to move either of those. I don't want to move Smith or Sengun for sure. And I don't really want to move Green, because those are the players that you put around two legit stars to make you competitive.
Yeah.
Right. Just ask Phoenix. They're out there with 2.5 superstars
and
nobody else. And that's why they're not going to win anything.
Which
you can't give up that much. So the only way they can realistically compete, if they went this route by getting Kevin Durant, is if they signed another free agent, if they were able to do that. That's the only way.
To be fair, if you look at it, if they were able to get some type of star caliber player, it would be better than a team like Phoenix selling everything, because at least they have young guys on their team who are on those cheaper contracts who they can have be role players. I know they're not vets, but like, what are you going to do with Drew Eubanks and Katie Bates, Diop and Bol Bol, right? Like, fair. They're just end of the bench players, where you got some young guys who can play bigger roles than that and who can actually grow a little bit. I know they don't have the experience, but the biggest thing is, because every team has, it feels like, two top tier talents, because the NBA is so good and so deep now, it's about the fit. I think you have to find the right fit if you are like going to make a move like this. Like, I get wanting to win, but I think, you know, at the cost it's going to cost you, it has to be the right fit and something that you believe can work out. Because, you know, we've seen Denver win with the right fit. We've seen Boston win because of the talent, but also because of the fit works. You know, we've seen talented teams go out there and do nothing just because they put all the talent together. I mean, look at Phoenix, the OKC team with Melo and Paul George and Westbrook. Like, just because you have talent doesn't mean you're going to win. So, I mean, they have to really feel good about the fit in order to do this, but I wouldn't do it if I were Houston.
I wouldn't do it for specifically Kevin Durant.
Devin Booker, though.
I would do it for Devin Booker. Flirt with Devin Booker, because he's so much younger, right? He's the other Phoenix guy that might not be as good as KD. They're kind of honestly splitting hairs right now at this point, but he will become... like, next year, maybe he's better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's younger. That's more of a not panic button move. I can't think of anyone that's semi-available, though, that fits.
Well, we that say that. That actually
turns them into legit title contention, right? The only person I can think of off the top of my head is Giannis. He's never getting moved.
No. You know, maybe they can get Dame and KD.
Whatever.
I mean, it would be decent, but they'd just be so old.
They can't give up Jabari Smith Jr., Sengun, Jalen Green. You can't.
I think they could give up one of those guys if they're getting someone good in return, but you'd prefer that they're not 34 years old. I mean, 30 is better. than 34 or so.
Yeah. So if I'm Houston, I stay out of the Kevin Durant business unless you can do it for less than I'm guessing they will need to give up. And I don't think that's going to happen because, like you said, there's a lot of baggage on the Phoenix side of things where, oh my gosh, I traded for this KD dude. We've only won one playoff series. He's getting older. We're not going to, and everyone else is getting better, you know, in the West just by simply another year of experience. OKC, they're going to slaughter everyone. You know, Denver's not going to just stand pat. So I don't think it's happening. And if it does, it's going to be the type of deal that Houston will regret.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. Well, thank you for everyone who tuned in to listen to our emergency pod. Do you guys think that the New York Knicks gave up too much for Mikal Bridges? Will it make them good enough to overcome the Boston Celtics? Should Houston actually go after Kevin Durant or another type of star? And who would you like to see get the remaining players on the Brooklyn Nets? Let us know, and until next time.